So I got a question for all the gamers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's biggest gaming sale of the year? I mean, these are Black Friday prices we're talking about. So it's not just another sale. I took a look, and this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware with some of the most advanced engineering out there with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Gift yourself a new Alienware 16 Area 51 gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core Ultra processors. And even better, you could get it during Black Friday. Plus, you could save on all kinds of displays and accessories like the Alienware 27 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These really are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance. So I'd visit Alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before their biggest sale of the year goes dark.
All right, folks, we got ourselves a banger for you today. Really good episode, a lot to get into. Before we do so, we're going to pause for 5 seconds. Please hit that subscribe button for the boys. We want to keep the ball rolling. We still feel like we're a very criminally underrated podcast.
Oh,
That
terribly.
ends today with the support from you guys. Let's pause in a moment of silence for 5 seconds for the folks to either comment, like, or subscribe, or all of them. Ready, set, moment of silence. Now let's get into the program.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to what is another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. You have got the D-Man. You have got Mikey V. Fellas, really good to see you. We got a lot to get into. We got a lot to talk about. But before anything, we're going to start something up. Now, we haven't talked about this. This is something that we saw kind of going viral on TikTok. Mikey, I'll let you explain kind of how it came about, unless this came from you, PDD.
Yeah,
No, it did come
Cutsy.
from me.
Cutsy sent the video.
So, Petey, you could then. Do you want to go ahead then,
No,
BD?
not Mikey. I want Mikey's take on this.
Okay.
Cutsy sent me this Reddit trend, TikTok trend video about this fast food combo sandwich. It's the grill. It's the original chicken sandwich from Burger King, but topped with a fiery burrito from Taco Bell. So I had it
The
door. I had the separate DoorDashes. I have it waiting right here. This is what we're looking like.
Oh
We got
my
the burrito
God.
right on top of the original chicken sandwich. Now, this, I got to tell you, this looks unbelievable, man. It
Does.
looks unbelievable. But
Is
Joe
that the
also,
Doritos or is it Flaming Hot Cheetos?
it's the flaming hot Cheeto, I
Yeah,
believe,
Flaming Hot
with the
Cheetos.
beef
Can
inside.
you show that again there, Mikey?
Yeah. This
Let
is
me
what we
see
got.
that. So it's
The
that.
Flaming Hot Cheetos burrito wrapped inside a Burger King original chicken sandwich.
Right on top of it. It fits perfectly with the bread. It's almost like it was
Looks
made
good.
for it. It was made for it, it looks like. And then, Joe, we found this sundae from Carvel. That's like a this sugar cookie sundae. It's absurd. The thing looks nuts. There it is.
It's
It's
got, so I looked it up. It's got chopped up sugar cookies inside with festive red and green sprinkles, and it's all mixed into like a concrete, like soft serve.
looks
But I was
good.
looking at it. So I said to Mikey, why don't we try to see how fast we can eat these things?
Oh
I
yeah.
originally said Mikey to do the sandwich, and then I was like, well, I got to get in on the action. I don't know how I'm going to keep up with this guy, especially if I looked into this. There's actual chunks of sugar cookie inside.
Yeah, can
So
we
I'm a
take a
huge
look?
dog here, Bob. I'm
Can
a
we
huge,
take a look into that there, Petey?
like, I'll show you. Hold on, I'll scoop out. Like, see, look at this. You see this? Like,
Yeah. It looks like a fucking shark's tooth. Look at
oh, I know, dude. So I don't know
that.
how I'm. He's probably going to wax me. I got to be like a plus 1200 dog in
Oh
this. But I'm gonna see how fast I can go. I probably gonna get terrible brain stew on top of it.
I would think Petey's a huge dog. Now, I think what probably would have been the better play is to have Joe do the sandwich and Mikey do the ice cream, because Mikey's a professional food eater. Like, Mikey is,
Amateur, an amateur,
well,
but
but
probably one of the best amateurs, I
one
would
of the
say.
best amateurs in the game.
Yes,
For
yes,
sure. It's like being
yes.
one of the best everyday golfers in the game.
An elite amateur.
He's an
Yeah.
elite
Yeah.
amateur.
Yeah.
Do we want to put anything on it? Obviously, the odds would have to show.
I got a big old spoon here to do.
Like, I, you know.
I think I'm going to finish this sandwich before Joe even gets halfway through that sundae.
How
This
fast
sandwich
do
will
you think
be,
you're gonna eat
I
it?
haven't eaten all day. I went to the gym. I'm ravenously hungry. I can't even think. This sandwich has been sitting here now for 20 minutes. I can't think about anything else. It's the
The
only
other
thing I'm thinking
thing,
about.
which I didn't think about, Bob, I don't even have my real teeth in yet. These are the temps, so I don't know how I'm gonna be able to. I'm gonna have to drink this thing. Like, it's gonna be It's going to be tough.
Yeah, I don't think the temps thought that they were going to get this right out of the gate in its first week of installment. But yeah, look, Joey D's a huge dog here, but crazier things have happened.
Absolutely.
So, Mikey, if you could throw the sandwich one time, and then I'm going to want the D-man to show that Sunday one more time as well. Yeah, it's a good-looking sandwich. It's got the burrito in it, if you're not looking at YouTube. It fits just perfect, and then Petey has got his work.
Whoa, I'm spilling on the laptop, so Mikey, dude.
Here's what I say we do. Let's give Joe – I say we give Joe a one-minute head start.
Okay, fine.
I think we give Joe sure. Yeah, I think that makes it more fair. Sure. You got to see, that's a big Sunday. Show me
big
one
Sunday.
Looks great, man.
Oh, dude, it looks really good.
Now, you could rip that Sunday, especially if it's melting. It's even easier to rip it because you can start drinking it. My concern, again, is the brain freeze thing. If he gets one bad spat of brain freeze, you get the brain freeze once, Bob, you're done. Like, it's going to come back again. So you're not going to be able to shake it off.
How about this, Mikey? Go give me 7-1 odds.
Okay.
Give me $100, 700 if I win, 100 if you win.
Sure.
That's a good deal for Michael. But
Sure.
I like that you're trying to give me a chance, Bob.
He's going to get
a 1 minute. Bob? Can
now,
we get a timer?
Joe, we will split the profits if we win. Actually, like you know what? No, fuck that. I'll pay the Joe.
No. You just pay for the next dinner when we go out. That's fine. We'll call it even.
All right, so 100 for 700. Joey D is going to get a 1 minute head start here. This is too vital.
You have a timer
going on. I got the timer here. 1 minute until we unload, Mikey. Tutsi, are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
On your mark, get set, go. You got to go, Petey, right out of the gate. Hey, oh, good pace, Petey. Really good pace. Good job, Joe. You got plenty of time before he gets started. Really good start out of the gate.
He's gonna mash that down, man.
He is, Petey. You're doing great until he gets unleashed. Joe, good. You got a great
pace. Oh, it's starting. The freeze is already, bro. The freeze is brutal.
He's moving pretty well. You can start at a minute. So Mikey's being unleashed at a minute. Let me see where you're at, Joe. Yeah, he's grinding. He's really grinding. Now, Mikey's going to get cooking in 25 seconds here. We have nothing better to do with our lives Monday afternoon.
Yeah, he's hurting, bro.
He's hurting now. He's about almost halfway through there,
Mikey.
Yeah,
oh, look at that. That's a big old bite. D-man, that bite's going to set you back, bro.
You got 10 seconds till Mikey gets started. Mikey's got his sandwich burrito combo in hand. D-Man's got a good pace. 5 seconds till Mikey gets unleashed. 2 seconds. And here goes Mikey. Here goes Mikey. Mikey first. Look at what Mikey's doing to this sandwich as the D-Man. Oh, my God. Look at what Mike. Look, the D-Man's not going down, though. This is a battle. Look at this. You got to go, Pete. You got to go, D-Man. You got to go, D. Look, Mikey, let me see that sandwich. It's getting close. Mikey's got about a halfway. Joey D's on the move. You got to push, Petey. You got to push, Petey. You got to really push. He did it. He did it. He did it. He did it. Oh, the G-Man has done the unthinkable. Wow.
Oh.
Wow. At 7-1. Mikey, that sandwich ended up being a lot, no?
not really. Oh. The minute's a long time.
A minute's a lot.
Wow. Clap it up, ladies and gentlemen. What a display there. Now, look, Mikey was mowing through. I thought the D-Man did very well.
He did.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow. What a way to start the show.
To be honest, I mean, I think if we would have gone straight up, I mean, he would have probably beat me. But a minute's a long time.
Now, Mikey, how is the sandwich?
It's delicious. I'm actually happy you beat me because I could slow down a little and enjoy
it.
Can you show us inside? Can we see?
Yeah.
He's almost done it, I mean,
I'm done with it.
Does the burrito overpower it?
Oh, that looks...
It's perfect. It's delicious. It's fucking delicious.
Wow. So for those listening to him, tell them what they got to get, Mikey. It's the regular old school Burger King long chicken sandwich. And the burrito.
Flaming hot Cheeto burrito supreme, I think, inside.
Wow.
Flaming hot burrito, whatever that is. With the seasoned beef. Very nice.
I tell you, yeah, what a display from D man.
A lot of heart there.
Yeah.
He's going to be hurting.
Oh, man. All right. Uh-oh. Well, without further ado,
welcome to the show.
Yeah, we are going to get into the show. What a powerful start there. And tip of the cap to the boys getting that going. Now, before we get going, want to let you know the Thrill and Limb Show is brought to you by Rag and Bone. So Ticket actually brought me over to them prior and said that these guys are really good, awesome products. I got the shirt that they have right here, the Rag and Bone shirt. Just spectacular stuff.
That's really nice stuff.
Yeah, really, really good. They got a little bit of everything. With Rag & Bone, they got the infused denim that you can get. They got jeans, shirt. They spent 20 years obsessed with making jeans that get better over time. Their infused denim will last season after season and actually get more comfortable the more you wear them. Built with premium materials and craftsmanship, these jeans are made to last not just for the season, but for years. Rag & Bone's infused collection overdoes it by design. They use a meticulous 8-step process to create rich, multi-dimensional washes, from indigo and black washes for work or evening wear to lighter vintage-inspired blues for casual weekends. They're your go-to denim for every occasion. It's time to upgrade your denim with Rag & Bone. For a limited time, our listeners get 20% off their entire order with code DUMB at rag-bone.com. That's 20% off at rag-bone.com, and with promo code DUMB. When they ask where you heard about them, please support our show and let them know we sent you. Just out of the gate here, Josh Allen stood true to his word. Never really out there. Yeah, you got the FP Euro step. Really, really cool to see him get it done. He had said that he was going to do it. I think when he just gets in the moment, it's hard to think about, but he had it. He did it. Unbelievable.
What a game he had! 6 touchdowns. I mean, you're bound to get one if you score 6 touchdowns. I guess there's a good chance. If it didn't happen in that game, I don't think it ever was.
Well, he did it on his first. He did it right out of the gates.
I know.
Yeah, it was really cool. Some people were saying, "Oh, it was a shitty Euro step." It's like, guys, come on, man. Come on, I mean, what are you on? So we had that going. Then the game ends. Joss messages us and he goes, "Now let's talk Internet Invitational." Like, not even alone. Now let's talk. So that was
What he did do, what Bob didn't catch on because he doesn't watch TV, is he actually sent a GIF of actual. I'll show you the GIF he sent. He said, "A Lannister always pays his debts."
Oh yes.
Okay.
Which is what's the guy, Peter Dinklage,
Jamie Lannister. He says that too. Yeah.
Well, they also
Tyrion Lannister.
Well, the GIF was of Tyrion Lannister, and it says a Lannister always pays.
Yes.
Bob didn't catch on to that because he doesn't watch TV.
No.
He wouldn't know. He wouldn't know the same.
Game of Thrones is a little much for Bob.
We had that, and then Baker Mayfield hit me up. He said, "Bob, I need you to do me a favor." Leading into that weekend, right. He actually said, "Yo, what's up, slap dick? How you been?" I hadn't talked to him in a few months. He asked me to make a video to show his offensive coordinator. There's a play that he wants to keep running that he says always works, but the offensive coordinator wasn't calling it. So he asked me to send a video asking him to start calling this play. It's an audible that they go into, and watching the game, I heard them audible into it, which was really, really
cool. And what's it called?
I guess I could. It doesn't matter, right? I guess I could say.
Not if they're yelling out the audible and you could hear what. You must have heard it over the TV. So, no. What's the call?
It's called prosciutto. Prosciutto.
Okay. I get a big kick out of the audible play calls, man. Some of the stuff they come up with is very funny.
Is the offensive coordinator a fan of you? Is that why he asked you to call him?
Yeah, he's a fan of the show, so he had me do the video to do it.
I don't even know who the OC is now in Tampa. Now that Cohen went to Jacksonville, I forget who it is.
I'll tell you what, man, we're starting to spread our wings across both. NCAA football and now the NFL, like we're kind of getting into the coaching squad there. That's nice.
Yeah, with Mikey V, Coach Wink.
He called me after the game.
Is that so?
Did he really?
Yeah. He's like, I told you it was going to be a dogfight. I go, yeah, it was a dogfight. You could say that. It was a dogfight.
Yeah.
It was a dogfight.
Josh Grizzard is the current offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay
Yeah,
Buccaneers.
don't know
Yeah.
much about Mr. Grizzard.
No. And you
Looks like
know
a Bill
what?
and a Dumb Show fan, though.
Yeah,
Kind of looks like Baker.
it does. Yeah, it kind of does. It kind of does. Now, the good news is we can talk about this because it is Monday, which is good. So we can talk about it.
Guy in his Bears jersey as if they're going to win the Super Bowl, man. Just enjoying my time, you know. I'm actually happy for you, Michael. You haven't had a
Here we
lot
go.
in the last decade to really to relish and enjoy as a Bears fan. So enjoy it now. Enjoy it. You'll be playing us in a couple weeks, and that'll be interesting.
Mikey, if I
You
asked
want to
you,
put something on it? You want to make it interesting?
to be honest, I think you're going to be favored the way the Packers are playing lately.
No.
Okay, so you don't want
Oh,
to
for
make it interesting.
sure.
Where's the game?
Fuck yeah, I'll make it interesting. Well, we play
First game's
twice
in
in 3 weeks.
Lambeau. First game's in
Oh, Joe,
Lambeau.
you're going to be favored. I don't know, Buck.
Packers will be favored in that game.
Bears are the top team in the division.
Packers will be favored. You know the Packers.
Okay, here's something. Why don't
Okay.
we do a home and home? So we do
That's
two
fine.
games. If
That's fine.
it's 500 at the end of it, then we squat. Like if
Oh
what if I
no money. I think we should do something a little more personal. I think we should do something a little more visual, a little something that'll be funnier than that. I
What do you
think
want to do?
first game, if the Bears go into Lambeau and beat the Packers, or if the Packers beat the Bears, the loser has to paint their nails and leave their nails painted for 1 week, since someone wants to talk so much shit about Caleb painting his nails all the time. If Bears
Wow,
win, loser paints their nails. And
Petey,
they have
that's
to
a
paint the
good.
nails in the colors of the opposing team. So if I
For
lose,
how long?
if Bears lose, I got to go get green and yellow painted nails.
Okay, how long do you have to keep them? Like 4 days?
A week.
Oh my God.
Pod
That's
to
a
pod,
good, see,
man.
that's good stuff. That's better than money. Do you now, Joe? I I'll up
like.
the ante here too for the next game.
Okay, what's the next game? Go, but are you agreeing to the nail painting?
Fuck yeah, I'll agree to it. Okay. In
What about
whatever
the?
team's color. So, Mike, you would have to do Green Bay colors.
I got to do
Next
green and yellow. I got to do and don't
game.
have to get blue. Don't have to get blue and orange.
That's tough. Next game, loser has to completely shave down to the skin. Like, no beard, no mustache, nothing. Like,
Oh
baby
man.
faced.
Oh, I like this a lot.
Dude, I don't want to see myself like that,
I
man.
really
Baby face.
like
And then
this,
you just got to
Petey.
wait till it grows back.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine. Joe agreed quickly
Wow.
to the nails.
By
That's
the way,
fine.
I'm giving you
That's
the
fine.
baby
That's
face
fine.
at home at Soldier Field, so you got a better chance.
What?
I said the second game is at home in
Yeah.
Chicago is the
So?
shaving. So that's a better odds for you because you're playing at home.
I mean, I gotta be honest. I think the nails is much worse. How do I go in around the stores? Like, how do I go get my coffee in the morning and explain? I'm gonna wear gloves. I'm gonna have to wear
That
a lot of
is.
gloves that week if I lose. Gonna have to put the gloves on. It's
Look at the
cold out
boys.
anyway.
Really, I mean, you gotta love this right away, quick too, and good stuff.
All right, so
Okay.
nails painting, game
The
one,
first
nails,
game
loser
won.
paints their
What are the
nails.
dates? I gotta know. One is
December,
hosted.
the first week of December, and then the weekend of like the 18th, 19th of December.
We'll
I'm
look it
gonna
up,
be at
Pete.
home for the holidays with no beard. That would be fucking
But
terrible,
Joe, I
dude.
like your odds in the sense of I think the Packers will be favored in both games, even
They're gonna be
in
favorites.
Soldier, I believe. Yeah. So we'll look
Unless
it
the
up,
only
Pete.
way they won't be favored is if the Bears beat them in Lambeau, then I doubt they would favor them in Soldier later, unless somebody gets hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting, dude. Okay. Yeah. All right.
All
Virtual
right.
handshake, Mikey.
Okay. All right.
Good stuff.
All right. Very good. Very good.
All right. And then just to keep the ball rolling, more talk a bit. Internet Invitational took the world by storm, man. And we kept saying that the Quan stuff would be an afterthought. Dave
It
said it a
was.
lot, bro. To see the life that this thing has taken, the legs it has, I mean. It really, I mean, obviously I'm biased, we did it, but it might have changed golf in the sense of you're gonna see more of these internet invitationals. I wonder, like, not that the PGA would change anything, but like they had to be watching it the way it was done.
Oh, they definitely had to be
The
watching it.
world was
And
watching,
number
Bob.
two, the recurring theme I keep seeing from everyone in terms of positive commentary is the camera work and how superior. I keep seeing people say how the camera work is so superior in this than it is on most PGA events. Like they said, the camera work alone was just
Well, they had
better.
like 20 guys out in any given time, Mikey. Yeah. It was crazy.
They did a good job. They really, really did a good job. Now, the other thing to discuss, Malosi and Paige.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? What is the slope thing? Can someone, because so for a non-golfer,
okay, so say you have, like, the GPS technically gives you the distance from where you're standing to the hole. So
the
you
pin.
Can see.
I mean, I've used a pin locator.
But if you are higher up, right?
Yes.
Elevation.
It's a different like the elevation changes the distance. So slope will adjust a new yardage that will adjust to the elevation. So if it's 150 yards, but you're higher up, it might go 146 or 140. So it changes the whole club distribution that you use.
Well, especially he got called out for it on the Cliffhangers course, which was a par three. You know, guys like me and Joe, like a 5 yard difference isn't going to affect much, but because of the elevation at that course, he had been getting called out prior, which really makes the whole thing worse for Mo. Is throughout the tournament, it had been getting called out about him possibly cheating. So I'm watching this, knowing what happens at the end, and being like, oh, he's going to have a problem. People were very upset with Paige for some of the things that she said. She got a little chippy with Francis, you know, says, I guess you've never played tournament golf. And Francis is like, no, like, or competitive, I haven't. Then she goes and that happened. So there was a whole thing going on. And then to cap it all off, the best storyline of them all, Beef winning.
Oh, yeah, him winning it. Yeah, that's, I mean, you couldn't have written it any better than that. I mean, the ending wise, I mean,
I was crying watching the
first
ending.
And I didn't realize he took the first and last shot of the tournament.
What are the odds?
We were notified of his passing the day that the internet invitational, the first episode, was supposed to drop. So it's all like intertwined, and it's crazy.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
Dave called me.
It really is crazy.
The day, it was like an hour before we drop, and Dave texted me. He's like, "Can I call you?" And I was like, "Yeah, I thought I had something to do with the drop." And he's like, "I got really bad news." I was like, "What?" Like, I thought the footage got deleted and anything. And he said that Beef had passed, and just horrible. And then you think about him winning the thing, and Brad and Beef's team. I would say they were big underdogs going into that. I think you would agree, Joe. Like, Paige, Frankie's a good golfer. I know obviously everybody's clipping up him, sculling the chip, but Frankie's a very solid golfer. Them winning, I mean, everybody had to work. Now, if Paige and Malosi's team won after that scandal, it would have been tough, right? Yeah. Even Paige said to me, she's like, honestly, with everything, it's better that they won, because that could have really gotten. Now, Malosi's, people are hitting up his family and everything. And
I saw that on Twitter. Horrible. Man, lost my mind, bro. I don't even have a dog in. I don't have a dog in the race in this situation. But like, again, when you go after, and it only happens on. It really, not that it only happens, but it really only happens on X and Twitter for whatever reason. X and Twitter, just people are just so quick to pull the trigger on there with that stuff, and I don't know what it is, but like. I don't know. You just, as bad as it was, like, it's, you know, it's never that serious where you have to take shots at somebody's family.
I know. And he really is such a nice guy. I think the reason is, I agree, Twitter is a lot more hostile than Instagram. Petey could tell you. It really is. But I think the reason is Instagram, if you have somebody trolling you on Instagram, you can go to their page and see they have pictures and stuff. Twitter, it's not as really pictures. It's more just words. So what is hostile?
It's always some person with like their profile picture is like of like Rex Ryan or something like that. And their at is like, you know, fantasy
they're more sheltered.
79. Yeah, it's
a troll fest is what it is.
It's
a
very
fucking
toxic.
Troll fest.
It's very toxic over there.
It's a bad platform.
I love X, but it's tough over there. It's tough.
You just call it toxic, and then move on. I don't know. Actually, by the way, I think the way that the platform is set up, if Mikey makes a comment, I see the comment. I just to see what he's replying to, I got to click his page. I got to click into replies. I got to scroll down. The amount of time, it is terribly structured for me to just see what he's replying to. It's absurd. It's just not a good platform.
But the platform needs you, Joe. Yeah, the platform needs.
I don't know how to use that platform properly, Bob.
You know exactly how to use it. You know exactly how to use it. You know exactly how to use it. You always do this. You always pretend like you don't know, but you know exactly what you're doing, exactly how to use it. You're full of shit, is what you are.
At least I don't pretend that I'm the guy who ran Twitter from the start. You look at your Twitter page, you'd swear that you fucking were the originator of
it. Why do you say that? Why do you say
because
that?
Because you tweet on it obnoxiously sometimes, Michael.
It's not obnoxiously. I just like, I don't
You'd read... swear that you were the fucking, like a head coach in the NFL with the updates that you put on.
I like putting out updates. It's what I do. I like to do it. It has nothing to do with being obnoxious. It's just I put out statements. That's all. My observations, my everyday observations. That's all.
I don't mind you on any other social media, but I haven't been using it. I don't mind you on other social media.
Oh, well, thanks, Joe.
Twitter, you're tough.
Okay, we've gone over this. It's fine. It's fine. You just don't
for you to say
on.
That. Why? I'm just saying when I say I don't know how to use it, I know how to use it, but I'm not like I'm like not with these Gen Z kids who are posting stuff. Like I don't know. How, I'm past that app. I was born in the fucking Facebook generation. I'm not a Twitter guy.
Yeah, I was born in the Facebook generation too, Joe. I mean, I don't understand.
And I'd argue that you're not very good at Twitter as well.
You've said it several times. You've said it several times.
But I don't know why you're getting upset with me when I say I don't know how to use the app.
I'm not upset because it's a lie. It's a lie. That's why I'm upset, because it's a fucking lie. You're lying. You're saying you don't know how to do something when you clearly fucking do. That's why I'm upset.
When I say I don't know how to do it, I mean I'm not good at it. It's not my strong suit.
But that's a totally different thing than saying I don't know how to do it. That's a totally
different thing. Okay. Take it. Go have another fucking chicken sandwich. You got to chill out.
I wish I got two. It was really good.
It looked good. It looked really good.
You know what really got me? Mikey does the thing with Mark Ingram. You did it. You posted up like last week or something, or maybe two. What? He's talking. He's
talking. Podcast of a podcast.
A what?
Is that the one, Bob?
What is he talking
based
about?
Based off Urban Meyer's podcast, right? Is that the one?
The triple option. The triple option. Whatever with you and Mark, Mike.
Well, me and Mark. That's its own weekly
thing,
separate thing. And then the other thing that you guys are talking about when I do like the debate of the week, college football.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's when the company sends me like clips, options from all their different podcasts. It's like pick one, whichever one you think will do the best. And then put it out. So yes, that's different.
Mike,
and Joe's got a fucking smirk on his face. He's got a smirk on his face. Because nothing that I do is ever up to caliber for you, right, Joe? It's
that's
never,
not true.
Never up to caliber.
That's not true, Mikey. That's not true.
Well,
see this. I think you're a great dad. I think that's caliber.
Thanks, Joe.
That's one of the greatest compliments you can get.
It's the single greatest compliment, and I appreciate it greatly. Thank you.
And I mean it sincerely. By the way, Bob, I do tell him, like, well, I say, you know, Mikey, like, you're the way that you are with your kids, it's instrumental to me and, like, baby Luca, you know? I've said that to you, Michael.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with us being dads, Joe. Nothing to do with it whatsoever. You're fucking pretzeling this whole fucking thing. It's got nothing to do with that. Again, you're going down one path, and then we take a fucking insane U-turn to go somewhere else.
Well, there's a fork in the road.
Yeah, and you took the fucking wrong way, I think, because I don't know what exactly this started with. All right, so what's the point about the triple option show? What's the point about?
No. I said it was a podcast of a podcast. That's all I said. I don't know what Bob was trying to say.
That's fine, but Bob was trying to make a point about it. What was the point?
I don't know.
By the way, Mikey, if I told you 2-3 years ago that you'd be doing something with Mark Ingram, I would think it was, yeah. But he was
one of my favorite things to do.
It's great. Yeah, I really like it. Now, nothing will beat you and Alex Brown. That was my favorite by far.
Yeah, I love it. I love doing that too.
But Mikey said
he's a great guy too, by the way. We never met him at the Breeze.
Great guy.
He said to Mark Ingram, they were like a team was going into a big rivalry game. And
he's like,
and he's dead serious. He's like, Mark, you know as well as I do when it comes to rivalry games.
Yeah, he does.
It does. But it's like, Mikey, the guy was a Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, but
rivalry you talking about?
but there was like a rivalry game, but he said it, and it's like
I'm gonna give you the context.
But Mikey, it was like you were bringing Mark up to your level. Bowl. That's absurd, man. But that's why.
But you know me by now. But that's not. That's not me though. That's not. That's crazy, bro.
You stunned the Heisman Trophy?
No.
Look,
I'll call Mark right now. He will disagree with that. I talk to him.
Mark likes him.
We talk to him. Mark does. We talk every Saturday. We talk ball. Mark is a gentleman. One of the nicest fucking straightforward.
Don't do that to Urban Meyer if you get on that podcast.
No. Urban Meyer, different cat.
But it did feel like Mikey, and I thought it was funny that it was like you're bringing him up to your level. You know as well as I do.
What the context was that we were referencing the Oklahoma-Texas game, and I said that you know as well as I do in these rivalry games, you really can't count some of the results because they're always weird games. Like they're always competitive, like Ohio State loses to a terrible Michigan team, but then goes and wins the national championship. That's all I was saying. I was never trying to sun the Heisman Trophy winner. I have the utmost respect for these guys. I just have love of the game. I have a severe love of the game.
Is this a pretzel job?
Is it a pretzel job? A big time pretzel.
That's a happy looking pretzel, man.
It's a happy pretzel.
All right. More to get into, boys.
We got quickly. Something to get into. All right.
We do. Save up for if you do not stay tuned for the end of the show for what we got for the end of the show. There is
what do you got planned?
Just wait. We're just gonna just
highly might have a little recommend. special guest today. I think
special guest
briefly. Yeah, we got a special guest just for you, Petey.
Before we hop into that, Bob, I'd like to tell you about one of our friends who's a sponsor and a dear friend of the Brilliant and Dumb Show, and that's our friends over at ZocDoc. Guys, it's 2025. Those days of waiting to go to the doctor. Only in the case of emergencies, those days are over, okay? We can't do that anymore. Not at our age, Joseph. Certainly you and I getting up there in age. We cannot wait. Night sweats turn into all-day sweats. Walking it off for 6 months doesn't work. We need consistent annual checkups with your doctor. It's more than just about the gym. It's more than just about your diet. You got to get things checked out that feel off or not normal. Quality nutrition regimen, taking care of your mental health. All of these things, getting your vitals checked, the simple, easy stuff, blood pressure, the blood work, all of that is so, so critical. And ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you could book in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health, dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more. You can filter doctors who take your insurance, located nearby, and are a good fit for any medical need you may have and are highly rated by verified patients, not by Google reviews and all those things. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/bedumb to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/bedumb, ZocDoc.com/bedumb.
Yeah, that's great. Great read. Really is. Just to touch on briefly, you guys are busting my balls, and understandably so. No, but a little bit. I get it.
Fantasy camp.
Yankees fantasy camp.
I want to preface this with this, Bob. I really don't. I think that you made it sound more embarrassed. It's not really embarrassed. It's what your dad wanted to do. That has to be understood right off the jump.
Yes, correct. So it's Yankees fantasy camp where you go down to Tampa, you play at George Steinbrenner Field, they dress you in the jerseys, you're in the locker room. For me, like there are some guys that are like huge fanboys that like the coaches are old players. So like Mike, I'll send you like Shane Spencer, like some of these old players, Mickey Rivers. Some of them, like, they'll bring, like, folders for them to sign. Like, some of them are hardcore fans. And then, like, to see these 60, 70-year-old guys, like, out of shape, like, in the Yankee uniforms.
Yeah.
It's a little – so going into it, I was like, my dad's not one of those, like, oh, let me get that signed or anything like that. So going there, I kind of wanted to get ahead of it because, like, I know me being in a Yankee uniform, you guys sent the picture in, like – It's a little bit absurd. It's completely like these guys are in the training room
for games. Getting treatment.
Oh, but I will tell you this. Once I got there, my dad, that was his 70th birthday wish. That's what he wanted to do. He said it's his dying wish. Like he acts like he's dying. He's not dying.
That's what all dads do, man.
Yeah. And he's like, you know what? It's what I want to do. It's not cheap, you know, the whole thing and whatever. One of the greatest weeks of my life, honestly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It really was.
I agree with what you're saying. It's not so much like what it is. It was like seeing the cast of characters that were there that made it embarrassing. And I don't think you or your dad or brother Brian don't fit that mold. But some of these guys are absolute quack jobs, dude.
Yeah.
It's like the Jupiter Jackals on steroids. And they're actually like, not that the Jackals are whack jobs, but they're just definitely characters. And like you take some of these guys who are like you said, erratic fanboys of the Yankees, and it looks like they just came from a sequel of Field of Dreams, and they popped out of the cornfields into George Steinbrenner Field in Tampa Bay, which is also crazy that it's in Tampa.
Dude,
I gotta tell you, some of the highlights from like the in-game play, like with the announcer, is like it is so
pop fly guy who drops good. It and doesn't even
like you got to make that play, dude. Like you're paying good money, you got to make that play. Like you got to make that play. And like the guy Bob, I don't know, I don't want to say because I don't know if you put it up. So if you want to
go,
you can cut it up. When you sent the video, the guy on the bus, I guess, going wherever, and he's texting his stat line to whoever. That is just tough. Unbelievable, bro. That is just unbelievable stuff.
And Bob didn't tell you he won MVP of the tournament.
Is that right?
Yeah. And he wasn't there to accept the
everyone
award.
Else had 40 fucking years on him. I hope he fucking won MVP.
Dude,
Jesus Christ.
We counted our infield was like a combined 340 years old.
Oh my God. It's like old timers day every day.
Dude, I said to my dad was in the trip, like, it's a week of baseball doubleheaders. Like, you're sore because you haven't moved baseball.
Yeah, and like,
moves.
You know these guys are not prepared for it. Like, do you think these guys prepare for that? I mean, well, maybe some of
Bob
them
put
do,
up
but, like,
the infirmary in the training room was hysterical. Dude,
yo, one of the teams in two innings had five players drop. In two innings. Five players drop. Oh. They had to bring somebody from the other team to go play left field. Drop like five. But honestly, so like, yeah, I wanted to get in front of that. Like, there, Joe's right. There is some whack jobs. My dad would tell you the same thing. It was one of the most special weeks. Like, going and taking the infield, like, with your dad and your brother. Like, there was a relay that came from my brother to me, to my dad. Like, it was honestly the coolest thing. It was such a good bonding experience with them. And then you go to the bars after, you talk to the players, they tell you George Steinbrenner stories. Like, it ends up being one of the coolest things. It was a blast. And then Rizzo, Anthony Rizzo, you guys were laughing when I said they block off a certain part of the facility from the campers because the pros are there. A lot of them are there.
The campers. When you referred to people as the campers, I lost my mind. I lost my mind.
It's sectioned off. So Rizzo said, hey, Judge is there. I'm going to have you guys go meet him. So he called one of the trainers. He said, can you let them through? So we go over. Like the most larger-than-life human being I've ever seen. Like we met him in Tampa, but he was grinding with his trainer, working on his shoulder, whatever. And we talked to him for about 15 minutes. It was awesome. It was so much fun talking to him. I
Do
said
you remember
to him, no. But Rizzo gave a good going into. But I said, man, like you're here early. And he looked at me. He said, yeah, man, we got to win one of these things.
Yeah,
good. He's got that fight in him, man.
Oh, it just broke me because you see how bad he wants. And let me tell you, if he's down there, that whole roster should be down there right behind him.
That's the captain. That's why he's the captain.
Yeah,
and you're the captain. You got to set the standard like that, as you well know. If I saw Aaron Judge, I'd say, you know, as a captain, you well know the standard.
Mikey, you know as well as I do.
You know as well as I do, Aaron. You need to set the standard for the locker room.
But you know what it's like? It's like, for me to see that, it's like the same thing as when the Packers had a prime Aaron Rodgers, and the guy could deliver you how many championships, and they're just not, like, they just don't they're not doing it. And it's like they're wasting prime years of what is one of the greatest.
But baseball is just so hard, man, because it's like he could be as great as he could be. Like, but if you get the injury, it's just such a collective team sport, baseball. Like, no matter who, like, you, I mean, the Dodgers are a little bit of an exception right now because they do have one of the greatest players on the planet, Ohtani. But, like, still, they're just stacked. They're spending so much money to do what they have to do to win. And, you know, for the Yankees, it's like, again, you could have this guy who's just like a superhuman player, and he is. But I just feel like baseball's so tough. Whereas in football, if you get the franchise quarterback and the franchise isn't fucked up, like they're a decent franchise, like you're going to have repeated success like the Baltimore Ravens and the Buffalo Bills. Now, you got to go win one, like you said, Joe. Like, you could have that talent and win all the MVP awards and all that, but you got to get it done at the end of the day. But baseball's tough. Baseball's just tough.
Yeah. I mean, like, at least with the Packers show, they got one. But then, yeah, like, late into Rodgers, it's like he's still so good. And that window's tightening to where, you know, same thing with Judge. Judge is getting older. Or, like, if you think about it, like Josh Allen, like, I still think the window's definitely there for them to win the Super Bowl. They only have so many years at their prime years. Now you got the Patriots, who now, you know, they used to just blow through the division. Now you have the Patriots. Like, the pressure to win when you have a guy as good as Judge, as good as Josh Allen, has to be crazy. But yeah, when he said that to me, it just broke. He was like dead serious. He's like, yeah, man, like, we got to win one of these things. Like, crazy.
That's good to hear anyway. Good to hear.
Really was. Yeah. All right. So let's get on into our buy or sell of the week. Again, we got a very special guest coming on near the end of the show here. And I'm going to let the D-man start us off on the buy or sell.
All right. This is going to sound ridiculous, but I did some research on this and it doesn't seem ridiculous at all. Watching the Packers game this past weekend, the amount of players dropping like flies. Just every time I turned around, there was another guy getting hurt. I did some research. MetLife Stadium, I'm telling you what, right now, this place is a fucking hex. It is a curse job. And you know what? I don't know what's wrong with the field there or what's going on. I'm going to read out to you a list of names in the last 5 years that have gotten serious injuries. You ready for this? ACL tear. Solomon Thomas, ACL tear. Jimmy Garoppolo, high ankle sprain. Raheem Mostert, MCL tear. Sterling Shepard, Achilles tear. Came back, Sterling Shepard, ACL tear. Wandale Robinson, ACL tear. We have Jabril Peppers, ACL tear. Kyle Fuller, ACL tear. Aaron Rodgers is Achilles tear. Jalen Phillips, Achilles tear.
Yeah.
Then you've got Malik Nabers, who also had an ACL injury. And then this week, it felt like half the team was going down. I don't know what the fuck is going on with MetLife Stadium and that turf that they use, but that is absurd. And I, you know, you use data to do whatever you want to back up your statements. That stadium is a fucking curse job. And I hope to God that the next 2-3 years that I look at the Packers schedule, we're not playing there. And maybe, Bob, that's not helping your fucking Jets, because they got to go out every week when they trot the field and worry if they're going to come out with a fucking season-ending injury.
Yeah, that MetLife takes a lot of shit, dude. It's also
a shitty stadium.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not even that nice.
For the money that they spent, because that was $1 billion job or $2 billion job. At the time when they built it, it was the money they spent was unprecedented, almost. Second only, like, really to AT&T Stadium in Dallas, but... like it's awful. It's awful. I mean,
get there and go back after the game is awful.
That's not so bad. But the stadium itself just stinks. The field is notoriously terrible. The layout is really bad. The parking lot itself stinks. Like it's just not a good venue.
I'm selling it, man.
Something
about football injuries too. You know, baseball, it's such a long season that they can end up still coming back. But the football injuries, like Scatabo too, like,
you know,
like when they go down, there's so much promise. There's so much fun to watch. And then it happens. It just sucks because then some of them don't come back the same, you know?
Was Scatabo at MetLife too?
No, he was at the Link. He was at Philly. That was more of like a freak kind of accident, really.
Yeah, it sucks, man. It really does.
It's so tough too as a team when you see your guys just dropping like that. Like, you know, it's like It's hard enough to win in this league when you have a full healthy roster, and then you start losing key guys all across the field, defense, offense. It just makes it that much more difficult. It really does.
Yeah. MetLife has taken a ton of heat. So yeah, go on there, Pete. Mikey, I'll let it rip. I'm going with the buy. Had it for the first time. Put it on my story today. I thought it would just be like a run of the mill, maybe a little overhyped. First time having Waffle House all fucking in on it, dude.
Good.
I thought it was terrific. I really do. Like it is for what it is. I thought it was fucking awesome. I of course had the waffle, did the home fries. It is the real deal. Now I liked it sober at 9 a.m. I can only imagine coming in there hammered at late night. I thought it would be like a Denny's or an IHOP. Same type of vibes maybe, but I think the Waffle House is the real deal and it gets a ton of hype, I think deservedly so.
I've still yet to be one. I've never been.
Bro, I had them all over.
I don't have them in Jersey. I don't think there are any in New Jersey.
I don't think there are.
There might be. I don't know.
Florida, in Jupiter, at least, not near us.
I think it's a Southeast thing.
I'd love to get there, dude. It is really.
I got the waffle. The waffle is un.
Is it?
It is phenomenal.
It doesn't taste like a Belgian waffle. It tastes different than a Belgian waffle. It's thinner, right?
It's thinner, which I like. It's thinner than a big Belgian waffle. They have the Waffle House on it. They have their own butter, which is really good. I think I like a thinner waffle more than the thick big Belgian waffle.
Is the batter like a sweet flavor?
It is. Yeah. And it's good. It was really solid.
Yeah, I've never been. I would like that. Waffle, very underrated. You don't go out. I just feel like the play is always French toast or pancakes.
Yeah.
And I just feel like nobody goes for the waffle. And a good waffle's hard to come by.
I think right now, gun to my head, I might be more of a waffle than a pancake guy after what took place.
I thought you said the opposite. I thought you were always more of
a French toast.
French toast is king. To me, French toast dominates pancakes.
Yeah, I see. Me and Bob, we've had vicious disagreements about this. I think that a well-made stack of pancakes, like a special stack of pancakes is
pancakes are really good.
Doesn't
are you
miss,
blow
man.
Blueberry, Mikey?
Oh, blueberry, banana. You can get, I mean, yeah, I mess with all of it. Dom's a banana pancake guy. Gabriella's blueberry. She loves blueberry.
Yeah, I mean, the pancakes is more visually appealing than the French toast.
I love French toast. Don't get me wrong. I just think if you have a superior, I think if you nail pancakes and it's a 10 out of 10 pancake versus a 10 out of 10 French toast, I'm taking the pancake.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. All right, Mikey, let's head over to you.
Yeah, I'm going to buy this week. And Bob had talked about him and he brought him up. I'm wearing 99. Now, this is a Bears jersey, but I'm going to talk about Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge won the AL MVP and there was no doubt that he should have won the AL MVP. I told people, I thought he was going to win the MVP. People were eviscerating me on Twitter, calling me the biggest fucking idiot, Cal Riley, big dumper. Oh, people were going nuts about
it. Judge had an unbelievable year, though.
I know. So did Riley. So did Cal Riley. There's no question that Cal Riley, for a catcher, had probably the most historic season for a catcher ever. The problem is with about 50 less at-bats, Judge did things that, again, are baseball immortality, historic, that only like two... He's just so above and beyond a generational player right now without the World Series, unfortunately. But it's good to hear that he's saying things like that to Bob, obviously. But I'm buying the Judge MVP. I think that's the correct call. I think the reason that everyone, again, was kind of against it, even if they weren't a Cal Riley or a Mariners fan, because I don't know how many Mariners fans are out there. I think it's a little bit of a combination of, one, they just hate, everyone hates the fucking Yankees. And two, I think it's voter fatigue. I think people are just tired of hearing about Aaron Judge. But the bottom line is that the guy still, again, a historic, historic season, and he missed such a big portion of it, and he still had an insane season. So buying another AL MVP for the captain, but this is the last time I do it, because we got to get a World Series, and we got to get one before this guy and and Gerrit Cole leave the building. We have to get it done with those two guys. It has to happen.
It almost hurts more to see him get MVP because it's like you had the MVP and you can't get it done. But yeah, I agree, Mike. I think people are the voters fatigue, the Yankees thing. Also, to have a catcher do what he did.
Yes.
Is so, and then the Mariners, they're a likable team. Nobody really dislikes them.
Yes.
So people get up in arms about, like when I posted the picture with Judge, people are like, he stole an MVP. It's like, bro, they got it right.
Outrageous.
From a numbers standpoint, if you look at the numbers, Judge deserved the MVP.
Correct.
I think so.
Correct. Correct. So and by the way, if people want to give the, oh, he stinks in the postseason. Yeah, check the postseason numbers this year. Oh. Guy was a fucking mutant in the postseason. So I don't want to hear that either. That argument's null and void to me now too. So
batted over 500, I think.
I always didn't say. Remember the home run he hit against the Jays? Now look, the Jays. I mean, the Jays pushed the Dodgers to the brink. I mean that was the World Series. Those are the two best teams, no questions asked. And the Jays, I mean, they came as close as you could come. And,
now
I met a really nice Jay in Vegas before that MLB Pro-Am, Ernie Clement.
Oh, yeah.
Super nice guy. He's a fan of the program.
Is he really? Got a lot of fans of the program out
there. I felt terrible. I had no idea who he was.
That's
baseball
okay.
Baseball guys are hard to like, you
so
know.
So many of them, man.
You know
so many
are. I felt terrible, but he's
Scooble,
a great guy.
Scooble was there too, right, Pete?
I didn't see him. Scooble, Mookie Betts. You know who was an absolute fucking character?
Calls him Mookie.
Was Justin Turner, aka Big Red. He was a real, the guy has some personality, man. But yeah, it was fun. There were some cool guys. Bob, you know, CC Sabathia came up and talked.
Yeah,
to him. Who was I with? He was like, yo, Bob would get a kick out of that, knowing that he knows who you guys are. I don't know if he had any idea who I was.
No,
but
he
I was
does.
Walking past the putting green, he came right up to me, started talking to me.
Yeah, that's my
guy. I know that you like him a lot.
Love Big C,
before
man.
We go to our final, oh no, we still have Ask Bob too as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and by the way, the Ask Bob segment is going to be brought to you this week by our friends at Chubby's. All right, if you haven't tried Chubby's, give them a try, give them a look, because there's more than meets the eye. I'll tell you what, this stuff is so comfy. It should come with a warning label. As the temps drop and the weather gets grim, their flannels, pullovers, and quarter zips keep you warm, stylish, and ready for anything. From freezing your tail off at the football game to crushing donuts at the pumpkin patch to holding court around the bonfire. For a limited time, Chubby's is giving our listeners 20% off your purchase at Chubby's with the promo code BUMB at checkout. But if it's Black Friday, skip the code and take advantage of even bigger markdowns during their exclusive Black Friday sale. Just head to chubbyshorts.com. Make sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. We all are a little chubby with Chubby.
That's good stuff, man.
Really is.
It's
really
like, is. Like, yeah, I wanted to tell you, I was walking the dog before NFL Sunday, and Cutsy's pulling up because we were doing a stream.
Yeah.
And I see his car pull up.
Yeah.
And Cutsy gets dropped off. So I figured for sure it was Nicole. And I look into the car. It's Cutsy's car. So I'm like, oh, it's definitely Nicole. So I went to go look in and say hello. And it wasn't Nicole. It was a guy. And the guy drops him off. It's in Joe's car. It's a guy that I haven't recognized. Drops him off, leaves. I'm like, Joe, who was that? He goes, oh, that's Cornelius. I was like, yo.
Wait, Cornelius Clauser?
Kyle Cornelius. By the way,
he's
let me tell you something.
Driving you now? You got him driving you?
So what happened is I had told him that part of the contract, which, by the way, he was cool about it. Like, I didn't think I was going to be able to play golf with him. And I was like, maybe we can just run it at another time. He was cool with it. But I ended up like saying, let's go play Sunday morning. And I knew we had to do the stream at 1 o'clock for DraftKings. So by the time that we finished and we were getting back, I was like, listen, I'm not going to have enough time to drive back to my place and then go to Bob's. Do you mind just like driving the car back? Because he had his car and everything stationed there. Let me tell you about this guy. This guy spent 4 days, Michael, at my house, probably 12 or so hours at least a day. He did everything. He didn't just do closets. He was fixing shit around. This guy is like a handyman. He's building his own house from the ground up. So there'd be something that we saw that needed fixing. Oh, this drywall needs to be replaced. This needs to be done. The washing machine, the faucets hadn't been turned on. So it started leaking everywhere. He redid the drywall. He was unbelievable. And he's charged me Hardly anything. Just a great. I will be promoting this guy till the cows come home.
I'd be curious to have him on. Like
I'd love to have
him. I had dinner with him the night before with Mason Nutt. He came over. I ordered Louis Steakhouse. The guy was here from 8 a.m. till almost 8 o'clock at night, Bob. I said, oh, I'll get you dinner. I'll get you. I got him a Delmonico ribeye. We sat and broke
that's a good. It's a good ribeye, by the way. It's a good, good ribeye. It's a really
you come on the show.
This guy hit the fucking lottery, dude.
And I gave him brand new, unbelievable clubs. The guy was striping the ball better than I am. And yeah, it was unbelievable to watch. It was a great guy. He would come on the show in a heartbeat.
Okay. Okay. Great guy. Let's get
tell you about another great guy. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Let's get into Ask Bob, and then we got our guests getting ready to come on.
Yes.
Well, we've got a top five, too.
Yeah.
We got top five
to do. You sure do. You sure do. So let's get into the Ask Bob. I'm going to let Mikey take it away.
All right, Bob. This week we have another spelling question for you, Bob.
Oh!
Another spelling question for you. I'd like you to spell the word consciousness. Consciousness. Now you can sound it out.
I like this.
You could go letter by letter. You could write it down if that helps you.
That would be great. People are going to accuse me for, I'm just taking a pen and I'm taking a paper. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah.
Consciousness. C.
C is right. You want to do it like that? We'll go letter for letter. But if you get one wrong, that's it. It's over, unfortunately. So maybe you want to write it out first and then go
letter. I'd like letter. Him to write
first,
it all out.
First letter C is a good start.
I'd like to write it down too.
I got two spellings. Oh no, I don't have two. I spelled both the same way.
Oh my God. By the way, I watched the other day that there's a clip of the centipede of what a caterpillar. I probably watched that clip 20 times. I could not stop laughing.
Some
dude.
Good it's clips, such, man.
When it plays out like that, it is the greatest segment in
I think I'm ready. I did a
third. All right.
So I have three spellings. Two of them were the same thing. One of them's different, and I like this third one.
Okay.
Yeah, you're doing a check mark. Put a check mark.
Letter by letter. I'll mark them down.
So I'm going to go with.
All right. Spell it out letter for letter. Go ahead.
C.
C is right. O is right.
N
is right.
C.
No.
C O N S I O U.
No. No.
C O N S I U.
No.
No.
C O N S O
no.
See, can I try?
Yeah, go
ahead. Did you look it up, Pete?
I didn't. I've been on here the whole time. I didn't look up anything.
All right.
I'm a notoriously good speller. Consciousness. C O N.
Yeah.
S C I O U S N E S S.
That's correct. That's correct. That's correct. That's correct. That silent C. That's what got you, Bob.
It's conscious with ness at the end.
Right.
Petey, you're next.
I'm a notoriously good speller.
Great. About himself.
It's one of my strengths. I don't say I'm great at a lot of things. Spelling I've always been good at. All right. Bob, you don't stand a chance on this one. I'm sorry. Okay?
So why ask it?
Yeah, why ask it?
Because it's going to be good. I would like you today for the Ask Bob brought to you by our friends at Chubby's. I would like to ask you to name me five, or you could name three if you can't get five, different countries that exist in the continent of Africa.
How many do you want?
Well, I wanted five, but I would take three.
Well, then it's three.
Okay, then let's do three.
That's three.
Zimbabwe.
That's one.
Correct. Good start. Hot start.
I mean, he's one third of the way there. Now, if he gets to three, I'd like to see if he could get all the way to five. That would be tremendous.
God. Zimbabwe.
There's one that's a layup.
South Africa.
There you go.
Zimbabwe, South Africa. One more for all the marbles. Oh, man. Zimbabwe, South Africa. There's one with an M, but I'm not going to even try and spell it. You know, okay. Madagascar.
That is true.
Wow.
Now,
Madagascar, where did he get that from?
Because of the movie, probably. Oh, yeah, but do you have two more? Could you get to five?
Did I get that?
Right. No, you're right. Yeah,
you passed the three threshold.
Very good, Bob. Very good.
In Africa. No, D, I don't think I can.
No.
I mean, don't
three's
even
good.
Know.
Three's good. Yeah. I mean, you could have gone Egypt. You could have gone Kenya. You could have gone, I mean, you could have gone Sudan. You could have gone Ivory Coast.
Ghana.
Ghana. Okay. I always think of world. I always think of World Cup, like the teams.
Yeah. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah. Sudan.
Okay.
Sudan.
All right, look, I needed a win.
To Sudan.
I thought that was two good questions.
That's pretty good, by the way, Bob.
Madagascar was not, when you were like, I got it, I was like, he's going to say like.
Well, he said one with M, and then I was like, okay, let's see. And then he said Madagascar. Yeah. I was like, holy shit.
I think was the M one you were looking for, Mozambique?
That's exactly what I originally had. Yes. Yeah,
good
Mikey.
Good for you, Mikey.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I thought that was a pretty good Ask Bob segment there.
Yeah, very good.
Mikey, how funny is it when we were talking about guys that Joe Girardi would just overuse, and I guess Scott Proctor, and
Joe
then Scott Proctor,
Joe Torre,
yeah, Scott and then Proctor, Scott Proctor yeah. walked in. He walked
that was,
in.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
Hilarious.
That was bizarre.
All right, so look, to close the deal, we had ourselves a little top five incident last week. Now, this is not just going to come down to the committee. I think this is also going to come down to a special person who's going to be joining the show. Last week we did top five movie quotes. Joey D came in first. I came in second. Mikey came in third. It was brought to our attention.
It was close. It was a close. It was close.
Forget about being close.
It was brought to our attention that not just one of the movie quotes that Joe had, but two of the movie quotes that Joe had.
There was one.
Mikey, I'm going to let you take it from here, please. Two. Talk about the situation, about what's going on. Break it down.
Here's the thing. Now, Joe gave Luke, I am your father.
Yeah.
From Empire Strikes Back, which, if you recall, one of our top five movies of all time, that is a top five movie of all time for me. I think it's a perfect movie.
Great movie.
Unfortunately, the quote is no, I am your father. He never actually says, Luke, I am your father. He says, no, I am your father. Popular misconception, but it's a wrong quote. The other quote was, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
That is also a misquote. Is if you build it, he will come, from Field of Dreams, is the correct quote. So
who's
now
he?
The question, well, that's the quote. That's the quote. Is
who the fuck is he? It's they. It's a whole baseball team, not one guy.
But I'm telling you what the quote is.
I don't know if that's correct, Michael.
It is correct. I've looked into
it. Why the hell would he say he? Who's he?
Anyway, the point is that the tracker, Brilliant Dumb Tracker, who we love, we adore the tracker.
We do. We do, great. Joe.
If you build it, they will come, is a popular, though often misquoted line.
Right. So you see, now Tracker put out a statement, and then this is
a
really.
Don't get me started on
Tracker. Hold on.
Don't get me started on Tracker.
Well, Joe, we have to talk about it though, because this is what was said. Now,
this
again,
guy.
The statement is Tracker's. We got a picture of Joe.
That is also preposterous.
DQ'd, he says. So Tracker, who is our go-to source for all things top five, he is the top five gatekeeper. He is the gatekeeper.
He's a pedestrian who has a lot of time on his hands.
Whoa, Joe.
That's our Tracker.
Joe, keep in mind, we ordered a chicken sandwich with a burrito on top of it on Sunday and raced.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Tracker's
now,
very
here's
good.
Here's the statement.
Well, he used to be good. He's lost his fastball big time.
Anyway, Tracker says in a post where he has Joe's face with DQ'd in red letters over it.
Furious.
He goes, as Tracker, Tracker statement, as Tracker, I must uphold the sanctity of these drafts.
Oh, yeah?
With that being said, I have made the tough decision to disqualify Cold Cuts this week as he drafted a quote that is never said in Star Wars. Luke, I am your father is never said. Instead, the correct line is, no, I am your father. In parentheses, Mandela effect, With that being said, the second place winner will be awarded first place this week, which would be Bob. Thank you for your time and interest in this matter. Now,
so here's the deal. Who is this guy to make the statement that he's going to DQ? He doesn't have that. It would be like a pope getting elected and some random priest in Angola saying that, oh, no, yeah, I don't acknowledge this. I'm going to DQ it. I'm not going to let it slide.
I mean, like, but we've gone to the tracker for so many things that
we've never given him the power to uphold or take down a vote.
Well, this is the question that
does this guy think he is, Donald Trump?
Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and bring Troy McLaughlin.
Okay, bring him on.
Also known as the Brilliantly Dumb Show Tracker. He does great work for the show.
We love the tracker.
Here's the deal. I think, look, if it's one, like if it was one thing, then you can't show his face. You
like
let
the Wizard of Oz. You won't show his face.
But the fact that it was two, and Tracker plays a big part. A lot of
look at Tracker, man.
Look at clap it up for Tracker, D man.
Look at that.
So Tracker Troy, you play a huge part in these top fives, and we go off of your list. Yes. Just want you to break down why you feel that he should be eliminated in this specific scenario.
Yeah, so obviously I was reviewing the tape and I saw that he was misquoted. I've known that that's a common misquote from being a movie buff myself, that it is not Luke, I am your father. It's actually no, I am your father. And Joey, I love you. I love you. You are this show. But I just, I gotta hold up the integrity of this draft.
Yeah. Integrity, yeah. So you're telling me that the integrity was upheld when Bob gave his top five war movies and he hadn't watched a single fucking movie. He didn't know the movies he was drafted, but the integrity was upheld even though it was fraudulent. He was picking out of a hat.
Well, we would never have. Bobby hasn't seen any movies, so we would never have a movie.
But that should not be upheld. And here's the deal.
But upheld, Joe. I don't think I won the war movie.
You did. Oh, you won. Let me.
You know what? You know what? This is a classic deflection. Is what this is. This is a classic deflection.
I'll tell you what. There's a reason that we vote for the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Okay, the Brilliantly Dumb Show is like America. You have an opportunity to put your hat in the ring and have thousands of people vote for who they want to come out on top. So you're telling me that the sanctity of the vote itself is completely washed away, and no offense, Tracker or Troy, that because you don't think that the quote up stands. So
Tracker,
what are we doing?
Tracker works.
If you remove the beauty of the vote, you're no longer a democracy. We're now a dictatorship. And what is the point of having a vote? We remove all the opportunity. Those people probably knew it was misquoted. They still chose to vote for me, so I should be allowed to win. Unless starting moving forward, we have a precedent that if there's a mistake made, then therefore onward, then we would have you come to make a decision. But that can't be just out of the blue. I opened my phone yesterday and I got a fucking DQ over my face on a Brilliantly Dumb Show. What are we doing here, man?
Tracker, we're going to let you go, but your thoughts.
Yeah, Joey, I'm sure you would agree with this. Sometimes the people don't know what's best for them.
Wow.
You still have the right to vote.
But a lot of the people, I think, were up in arms about it. Like, I got
But
a
then
lot
they
people.
Didn't have to vote for me, Bob. They voted for me knowing that that was the best list.
All right.
I'm not sure if we got into this as well, but Bobby, there are some discrepancies with your quotes as well. From the box of chocolates.
Oh, and no.
If Mikey ends up getting a fucking win here, I will boycott this whole topic.
And the field of dreams. Whoa. I think we have a double DQ.
No, that's absurd. That is, I tell you what, if Mikey ends up winning this top five, that's fine. I will go on a silent peace process moving forward.
Oh,
Come on.
How much did you pay this guy to get to that you could win another top
five? Oh, that is absurd, man. First of all, the DQ announcement said the second place guy would take it. I wasn't second place. I was third.
But now he's DQing Bob, so he's saying that you would win.
Well, I don't know. I think a DQ may be harsh, but I tell you what, maybe a one-stroke penalty for you instead of a top five for you this week. It should only be a top four. You should get penalized one pick. Maybe that's what we do.
We're making shit up on the fly.
The committee has to address it somehow.
The committee needs to set a standard set of rules moving forward. You can't just fucking make shit up on the fly. All of a sudden we're going to impose a penalty where you go to jail for 10 years for littering. You can't do that.
I think Tracker's kind of the judge where he can guide us in the direction, but at the end of the day, the jury's going to make the call. The committee will make the call. So Tracker, you do a phenomenal job for us. And I know Joe appreciates it. He might not appreciate it now, but he does appreciate it. So Tracker, thank you.
I don't appreciate this, but I appreciate everything else.
We appreciate you. Great work.
I was bored on a Monday night. I wanted to see the world burn.
It was fucking Sunday night. I'm getting ready
for the Sunday
night football game. And all of a sudden my face is just plastered all over the internet.
Tracker, we appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for everything you do.
All right, Tracker.
All right, see ya.
See you guys.
Great guy,
Tracker. I got to be honest with you, D, I think you would agree with this.
Tracker's a great guy.
Coming on, you probably thought, oh, this guy's good. He really was a really nice guy.
It worse that he's a nice guy.
I thought he was really good. So here's what I had thought. The committee was able to think long and hard about it. What I was going to do is – the second one, I think the first one you let slide. I think with the second one, it's very hard. So what I was going to do is I was not going to take the win. I was going to do a no vote. I was just going to do a avoid the bet. My thought is the committee, and Mikey will send it over to you. I think with us both then DQ'd, I would give Mikey.
No, it's a no contest.
Mikey, to me, I am going to give him the W. I'm going to let you stay ahead of me on the next, unless we have the boycott,
I'd be willing to forfeit my loss, but it's a DQ overall. No one else is getting a W.
I have voted on my side of the committee.
I don't feel comfortable taking the win in a race in which I placed third by the popular vote. I just don't feel comfortable taking the win. However, I don't think Joe gets a win. I think it's a next move on. It's just a null and void win loss for everybody, and it doesn't count. That's what I think. We move on. We move on. So it's a penalty, but it's not a penalty.
Bob got to pick movies that he had never watched before, the fraudulence of that, and that got to be.
By the way, I thought I'm almost positive you won that, Mikey. No, I don't think I did. I think you won that, Mikey. I didn't win the war.
You chose Inglourious Bastards. So I'll tell you right now, Inglourious Bastards is on the
winning. You know who knows? Tracker knows.
Tracker knows. We should have had him on. Okay, all right.
Tracker knows.
What we're going to have for the next top five. Now we're going to have to discuss how to do the order. I think if one...
I won the week before, so I should still be first.
I think one wrong one, I would have let slide. I think when you have two moving forward, if it's two misquotes or two misrepresentations...
War movies was me. I won War Movies.
There we go. There we go.
Sorry.
Petey, your response?
No response this time.
There's been plenty of fraudulence on some of your winning lists.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think that you deserve to win after giving two wrong quotes?
Well, I got a one word wrong. It's the quote is what the quote is. It's knowing what the phrase is, and like real ball knowers know what that is.
And you know what? You and me both know, Mark, that when it comes to rivalry games, that was what, bro. That was wild. Mikey, that was wild.
I feel like some of the things I say, you feel like there's so much wild. I don't know, mate.
It's just because it's very hard. It's a very hard old thing to say.
Here we go.
I think it's
a hard old thing to say. I'm not saying that that's bad.
Yeah. If I knowing you brilliantly dumb show, Mikey, real life, Mikey, the guy.
Yes.
That's my guy. Great guy. Okay. If I just followed you on socials from afar, I would be like, yeah, this guy gets up. I'd be like, I'm not a fan.
Really?
Of this guy. Yeah. Hey, the
Twitter follow.
The Twitter more so follow. Now, look, we're all flawed, but it's better than me saying, hey, you know, the real life, the social media you, I like, the Twitter you, I like, the real life you, I don't like.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
I
Or you
agree.
could like both.
I think a lot of things are
Yeah,
lost in
yeah.
I think a lot of things are lost in translation. I think a lot of things are lost in the translation of text. I think people misinterpret a lot of things. I think they read it the wrong way.
Yeah,
I
I
don't have a
agree.
bad bone in my body, Bob.
No, I don't. I don't
I
disagree with
really
that.
don't.
I
I
don't
really
disagree
don't.
with that. All right, so we're gonna go into our top five. We're
I
going
can't
to,
believe I lost,
and
man. That's fucking absurd,
I do want
man.
to clarify
Committee had to stand on it.
if it was one Joe, like when it first happened, like we were busting your chops, and that I would have just said let's slide, because I'm sure we've got ours Fisher. When it came to the two and what it was, that to
By the way,
me,
who is he? Is that Shoeless Joe Jackson? Is
I couldn't
he
even tell
Shoeless
you.
Joe?
In the Field of Dreams?
It's got to be
Yeah,
Shoeless
I believe
Joe.
so, yes.
But that's such a stupid quote because there was more than just one guy who showed up.
Fair.
I
Okay, but
didn't
just
write the
so you
movie,
know
Joe.
where we're at.
So I got a question for all the gamers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's biggest gaming sale of the year? I mean, these are Black Friday prices we're talking about, so it's not just another sale. I took a look. And this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware with some of the most advanced engineering out there with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Gift yourself a new Alienware 16 Area 51 gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core Ultra processors. And even better, you could get it during Black Friday. Plus, you could save on all kinds of displays and accessories like the Alienware 27 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These really are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance. So I'd visit Alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before their biggest sale of the year goes dark.
Now, our next top five is going to be top five starting quarterbacks. So, current starting quarterbacks that you would want to grab a drink with. I am on the board where I still think we should give Joe his first option as a
No, I don't
candidate.
think so at all.
I won the week
Oh,
before.
I don't think so at
I won the
all.
week before.
You might get the boycott now, Mikey.
I think that
Why
we
would I
gave.
not get first?
I mean, we didn't strip it. We didn't even award the win to anybody else, but now you
But
get
then it
the.
goes back from the week before, which I also won.
So, Mikey, do you suggest then it's you first,
Oh,
then
yeah.
Joe, then me?
No, it would be me. No, I don't suggest that. I just don't think he should pick first. I
So
don't think he
what
should
won
get.
the what's the suggestion? Because I
I
would
think.
say with the void bet, you do go back to the week prior
Which
of what
way
it
would. Then
was.
what happened the week prior?
I won.
It was Joe, me, you. But
Okay.
that's the way that I would
Now,
say.
Mikey, if you had won the week prior, go back to that week, I think you should get the first vote because if you're.
Understood.
I
Yeah.
agree.
All right. All
I
right. That's
agree.
fine.
Is that
That's fine.
okay?
Yeah, that's
Sure.
fine.
Okay, so Petey, we're gonna do top five current quarterbacks you would want to grab a
I
beer.
Josh Allen a one.
So he's gonna pick one, and
Jesus.
there he goes. Mikey, I'll give you ba 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 ba. You know what? I want to take the second pick.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm
Yeah,
at it.
I want to
I
take
know.
the second
I know what
pick.
he's taking.
And I want Jameis Winston as number one.
He's so lucky too. So lucky, fucker. Because that's who I was going to take. And he's not even a starter, but now technically he's a starter.
Well,
Fucking lucky
D
prick.
P D. I want
Joe
other
took,
one.
Joe took Josh Allen. That's right.
Great first pick.
Yo,
Our
he's gonna
guy.
be ruthless in this. He'll Kazi will give his pick. He'll explain it to build it up for like 2 minutes, and then when you pick, he just wants to go. You know me, Mikey. I feel like me and you will be like, yeah, it's a really good pick. Very rarely will PD be like, that's a good pick. Like
I don't agree with that. I say good pick.
it's rare, D. It's rare. Okay, Mikey,
Right.
over to you.
Yeah, I'm gonna need a second here.
Oh, shook.
I'm gonna need a second.
Oh,
Take your
he's really in
time. Yeah,
shambles.
I am, man. I really am. Fuck me, man. Well, I'm gonna take Baker Mayfield. I'm gonna take Baker.
That's a good one.
It's just this wraparound one has to be a good one. It's got to be a good one. Can't be a fucking dud. Can't be a dud. Oh boy. I just had it. Yeah, I'm gonna take Matt Stafford.
Yeah, I'd like to play. I'm gonna take
Give me. I'm gonna go Kirk Cousins. Give me old Kirky boy who just got a start as well.
Fucking Bob's got two backups that are starters.
And now to the D.
Go with another Joe Burrow. And then I'm going to come back. I'm going to go
I don't know
Pat.
if that's a starting quarterback. I got to be honest. That's not if Bob can take Jameis Winston and Kirk
He's a
Cousins, that
starting quarterback.
he's not the starting quarterback. Joe
He's
Flacco's the
hurt.
starting. I don't like it at all, man. I don't like
Bring
the way this is
Tracker on.
going.
Bring Tracker on right now.
I don't like the way this is going at all,
Bring
man.
Tracker on. He's listed as the starting quarterback. He's currently
No, he's
hurt.
not listed as the starting quarterback. He's been on IR.
Mike, Joe, I'm gonna
Oh
veto it
my
too.
God, what are we fucking doing here,
I'm gonna
Mike?
deny it.
This is a
We
coup,
said
a coup
starting
d'etat.
quarterbacks.
Current starting
Starting
quarterbacks.
quarterbacks.
This is
How
a
the
coup.
fuck can you let him get away with Jameis Winston and Kirk Cousins and you're gonna take Joe Burrow? How's that gonna work? How's that
Burrow
work?
is a starter. He's the number one quarterback for that team.
Right,
This
PD.
is a coup d'etat. I don't know how else to say. I'm getting fucking bamboozled here, man. Fucking A, man. Give me Sam Darnold.
Good pick. Really good pick.
Yeah, he was gonna be the wraparound. I was gonna go
Bobby.
double barrel with Joey and fucking Sam.
Next up, Pete.
Such a joke, man. I'm going Patrick Mahomes.
Good pick. Good pick.
I got a great start here. If I get screwed out of another win, I'm gonna be pissed.
Oh, man, you're a funny guy, D.
By the way, Joe Burrow would be a great guy to have a
He
beer with.
would. He would. Remember with the aura when we sat behind
Oh
him?
my God, it was
Oh,
oozing off of him.
it was, man.
Mikey, this guy had presence, dog.
Give me Lamar Jackson. You see him show up to that food truck stoned out of his ass.
No.
Oh, it's a great clip. He like shows up
Yeah.
to this. It's like 2 a.m. in the morning
No, I
in
didn't see
Baltimore, and
it.
he is high off his ass.
I didn't see it. No, I didn't see it.
Michael, over to you.
Oh man.
Guy's in shambles. What about your
Yeah,
own
he's.
quarter? What about your own quarterback? Oh, I forgot he paints his nails.
It's like we know he paints his nails. Like we
Guy
got
is
it.
a weird. He's an odd
He's
duck.
got the clutch gene. Got the
Oh,
clutch
here he
gene.
goes.
He
Here he
does.
goes.
He's got the clutch gene. He does.
Halfway through the season, he's got the
He did it
clutch.
last year too.
Hey,
They just
Dave,
couldn't finish.
you and I know just as much what it's like to have the
You
clutch
guys
gene in the NFL.
must have talked about that before
You
you spoke to me.
and I both know.
Justin Herbert.
That's a
And then on
good
the wraparound, I'm going to go with, let's go with a wild card here. Fuck can I take that away?
Mikey, would you have taken Jameis Winston if I didn't? Okay, because I was going to roll the dice.
I thought for sure when you said you were going two, you were going to take Baker. I did not think I thought you were going to go Baker.
Yeah.
Give me Drake May.
Yeah, I thought of him. All right, so give me Jared Goff. And over to the PDD to close us off. Great up. Great up.
Am I going to go with here? I will go with.
Tom Brady.
Well, I did want to. I really did want to go with Jackson Dart, but I guess I can't do that.
No, you can't.
He seems like a cool cat. All right, I'll go with Bo Nix.
Okay.
Yeah.
He
Yeah.
seems like a good guy. And then
I'm gonna go with the old dog, the old unk, Joe Flacco.
Flacco. All
I
right, just
like,
yeah.
yeah. That guy, see, you know, my first question when we were sitting down having a beer would be like, tell me about
Lou Rotaco. Yeah.
Lou
Smart.
Rotaco,
Smart.
Louie
Smart.
Luna.
Smart.
See,
Smart.
He'd
That's
be a great time to have,
a good
man.
pick. It's a good pick. 100%. It's a good pick. Okay. I'm gonna go with the cool guy, swaggy guy. Let me just double check
Swagoo.
the
No, don't do it.
Swag City. Give me
No.
Jalen Hurts.
No, man, you scumbag.
Yeah.
I don't see, I don't feel like he'd be that
No,
fun.
he
I feel like
would, dude.
of
No, he
course he,
would.
bro. I could
He
have said
would.
Matthew McConaughey if
When
we
you said
started
Jameis Winston, I thought it
quarterbacking,
was a great
dude.
pick.
Yeah,
Jalen
well,
Hurts feels
Jameis.
like he's too cool for school. He probably wouldn't even finish the beer, dude.
You don't think so?
It's a
No,
big
I don't think.
acquisition, Pete.
He doesn't seem like a fun
All right,
guy,
Mike, he let it rip.
I just had it. Who was it? I'm gonna take Dak. Put me down for Dak
Yeah,
Prescott. I'll go
Dackie
Dak.
boy.
Okay, Mike,
Yeah,
so
what's the
you can run through the
list?
list.
Yep. Joe pick first. Questionable that he should have been allowed to pick first, but Joe pick first. He's got Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Patrick Mahomes, Bo Nix, Joe Flacco, a lot of friends of the program on that list.
Yeah.
Bobby, he's got Jameis Winston, Jameis Winston,
Jameis.
Kirk Cousins, Lamar Jackson, Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts. I got Baker, Matt Stafford, Justin Herbert, Drake May, and Dak Prescott. That's it. That's all, gentlemen.
What's going to help you, Joe, is you have Allen and Darnold who are proven in Bob Does Sports videos to be really, really
Well, I know that
fun
they're a good
guys.
time.
Yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, wild episode. Shout out Tracker and all the work that he does for us. That has been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. As always, we'll see you next week.